Life's not fair and everything sucks. A Marvel fic written and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Kai has a shitty day, but luckily they have a good friend with even better connections. The coffee is gone, Clint pointed out. He was standing in the community kitchen on the tiny shield base we were both stationed at, an empty mug in front of him and the empty carafe of the coffee maker in his hand. Why is the coffee gone? He asked, turning in my direction. Because life's not fair and everything sucks, I growled, staring into my own empty mug and adjusting the heating pad pressed against my abdomen. Hey, the Avenger walked up to me, sitting on one of the free chairs at the table. What's up, little hero? His voice was soft now, and there was nothing of the annoyance about not getting his hourly dose of caffeine left. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm great. I scoffed, glaring at him across the table. For a moment, I considered if I really wanted to share the reason for my bad mood with him, but I remembered both the fact that he, as a trans guy, was probably one of the few people around who would understand, and all the times we had spent long nights laughing and talking and ultimately falling asleep on each other's couches. I sighed, looking up from where my gaze had wandered back down to my empty mug again. Cramps, I admitted. Got my period last night. God, that does suck. Clint agreed with my earlier sentiment, leaning back in his chair and studying me for a moment before getting up and filing through the sparsely stocked kitchen cabinets with a quiet hum on his lips. I frowned, watching the tall man stand on his tiptoes and reach up to get a box from on top of the cabinet. Secret stash, he explained, gesturing to the vent opening just above where the box had been. I used to leave these all over the bases I was stationed at, he blushed, before the whole aliens almost blowing up New York City, boom, you're a superhero now thing. Humming triumphantly, Clint got out the vacuum-sealed packet of coffee, a few bars of chocolate, and a bottle of pain medication from a black plastic box, before putting the lid back on and setting it back. They got everything a young trans boy agent needs to survive in those days when I really didn't want to talk to anyone and just head out in the vents until Ned or Agent Coulson dragged me out into a mission. He explained, preparing the coffee maker with a fresh pack of grounds, then setting the pills and chocolate on the table in front of me. You should get your own boxes, he declared. I'm not even sure I can reach the vents, I scoffed, raising an eyebrow at him. No, vents are my thing. Clint sounded almost appalled at the idea that I would use the vents the same way he had for years. But you have fancy metal powers. Get yourself some metal boxes, find a few convenient locations, and make the idea your own. I hummed, thinking about his suggestion and watching him give it up to finish preparing the coffee when the machine clicked off. Are you in this as a field agent or stationary? He asked then, handing my mug back to me. Take a guess, I scoffed, glaring again. You don't have a lot of luck, do you, little hero? Clint teased, shaking his head in disbelief. Not usually, no, I chuckled. You? They don't call an Avenger to a shield mission and place him behind a desk at the base, sweetheart. He drawled, tapping his fingertip on his mug a few times before reaching out to take one of the chocolate bars. But as an Avenger, I have contacts and I could probably guess my best friend's girlfriend to switch around assignments a little and get you a sweet little spot behind one of Shield's very fancy computers where you can sit and spend the whole mission with a heating pad and coffee. I hate that I'm actually considering it, I groaned, slouching lower in my wheelchair and pressing the heating pad against my stomach again. Kai, this isn't that, Clint assured me, nudging the orange plastic bottle closer. You don't have to prove anything, and no one has to know anything either. I sighed, studying Clint for a moment longer, but finally nodding. Clint nodded back, pulling his phone from his pocket and typing out a series of text messages. After a moment, my phone buzzed with an incoming message, and when I checked, it was the reassignment for the mission. Thank you, I breathed, feeling tension drop from my shoulders. You want to call up on my couch and watch Hoyt Firefighters? He asked, a slightly teasing tone to his voice, but a fond smile curving his lips. Yes, I do want to curl up on your couch and watch Hoyt Firefighters, I answered, pouting a little. Clint chuckled softly, getting up, packing the mats and treats into his sweater pocket and messing up my slightly outgrown pixie cut. Come, little hero, A little birdie told me we probably won't move out until tomorrow. Sometimes knowing you is actually quite useful, I mused, grinning up at him as I got my mug of coffee and gestured down the hall for him to lead the way to his apartment. To no one's surprise, the room assigned to the Avenger was much nicer than the one a simple level 4 agent like me go to spend the time in, even for standard issue shield accommodations. Look at you with your fancy couch, I teased, grinning up at him. Well, perks of risking my life for a living, Clint chuckled, getting his laptop from a small desk in a corner and setting it up on the coffee table in front of the two-person couch. I get a desk and a couch, not just one. I didn't get either, I glared without heat. All I got is a bed and a closet in a room that's definitely not ADA compliant. Oh, sweetheart. Clint sighed, walking the few steps back to where I was still sitting in my wheelchair and nudging the coffee table out of the way with his knee a little to make transferring easier. When he was standing in front of me, he held out a hand. Want me to heat that up again? He asked when I raised a questioning eyebrow. Someone decided higher-level agents should have a microwave but not a coffee maker. You sure that's not specifically targeting you? I teased. Just give me the thing! Then rolled his eyes, gesturing vaguely at the heating pad still resting on my lap. I hesitated for a moment, not wanting to be made fun of for having a purple unicorn-shaped heating pad. Just gimme, Clint insisted, chuckling softly. I already know that you're weird and I have good eyes. I know what that is. I pouted again, but also handed the weighted plushie to him. It helps, okay? I defended myself, but Clint was just grinning a little, holding the figure with a surprising gentleness and tilting his head a little. Mine's a dog, sweetheart. I raised an eyebrow at him. I don't really get my period anymore, but when I did, I had the worst cramps and anyway, sometimes you just need something warm and fluffy to cuddle, and since S.H.I.E.L.D. still doesn't allow pets, he trailed off, shrugging. It's just comforting. I nodded, sniffing a little and watching Clint read the instructions on the stuffy's label before carefully setting it into the microwave. While the microwave whirled softly, Clint ran around the shelf unit that was acting as a partition between the bed and the rest of the room, coming back with a standard S.H.I.E.L.D. issue duvet and a familiar knit blanket. Couch? He prompted, raising an eyebrow and chuckling softly when I shook my head a little to break the almost hypnotizing effect of the slowly spinning microwave. I nodded, wheeling up to it and plopping into the worn cushions with a soft grunt. Clint dumped the blankets on top of me, then got the unicorn from the microwave once it turned off and my coffee from the cup holder on my chair before finally joining me on the couch. The archer swapped the blanket pile for my heating pad and coffee, then spread the blankets over us. He took his laptop, using the trackpad to pull up my most recent hyperfixation show, and finally gestured for me to lean against the side. Come here. I leaned against my friend, pulling my legs up on the couch and cradling the warm, weighted, and softly lavender-scented plushie against my aching tummy. What episode? Clint prompted, using the computer with his dominant hand and gently resting his right arm around my shoulders to pull me a little closer, where I was usually still a little hesitant to initiate physical contact. Season 2, Episode 17. I answered, relaxing against Clint, the simple gesture enough to break my reservation and trust that I was welcome. Did the hot 911 responder ever show up again? Clint asked while scrolling through the page and selecting the right video. No, I sighed, sadly resting my head on his shoulder. I looked it up and it said that one scene is her only appearance. Now, that's just rude, Clint frowned. You should complain to someone. Yeah, I muttered, then smirked up at him with a tired expression. I'm gonna complain to you. Okay, Clint chuckled. I'm not sure how much it will help, but it's probably a good start. I just hummed quietly and noncommittal, pulling the soft knit blanket up a little higher and relaxing into the warm comfort while Clint started the show. Like so often, Clint knew exactly what I needed, and he wasn't afraid to force me to accept the gentle care.